Okay, are you ready to start?
It's always hardest to start this, but it's been 4 years, and I finally get to say once again, hello and welcome to Lightcast. My name is Stuart, and I'll be your host. And to my left, I have
James,
who doesn't like microphones, and he clearly likes to sit as far away from them as possible.
It's weird being live. Can you not hear me?
You don't know if you can. Well, to James's left, we have
Stu.
Again, for whatever reason, as soon as we start recording, Stu likes to talk the quietest he's ever talked.
This is how I talk. I swear it's
Stu.
Can I just ask a question before we get started?
This is started! This is live!
We are live, by the way.
Have you started YouTube as well?
No, I didn't do YouTube, I just did this one. How much bandwidth do you think I have? This is 2017. I only have 50 meg. So we have Stu. And to his left, we have...
Ben.
Ben is a newcomer to Lightcast completely. He's a friend of Stu's, and now a friend of ours, apparently. Just turned up here, drinking our drink.
Right. He's an avid listener. He's been listening.
Yes, he added us for the first time today, so we're now officially friends on Facebook. And to his left, we have the one and only...
Mitch.
That's right, Mitch. Mitch, who has very little to say, apparently.
Well, I've got plenty to say. We'll say it later.
We'll get there. So, it's literally been... Four years now? 3.5 to be decided? I don't even remember.
Four
years since the last podcast. The last podcast we've done while we were at Sexfest, I believe, or just afterwards.
Just after.
And since that point, life took a weird turn for most of us, or two of us. Some of us didn't change very much, and others got stuck in the tide warp, I think.
I don't know, he has got a skinny cat now.
That's true.
And a skinny cat.
That's true. So, I feel much like we used to do, we'll go around the table, we'll talk about... very briefly, because it's been 4 years. So let's have a quick sum up of what you've been up to lately. James, we'll start with you.
For the last 3 years?
No, just for the last 3 weeks, we'll be fine.
Nothing really. The last 3 weeks have been like non-existent. It's just weird.
James,
what impact is this throwing you?
I don't know. It's not the first life streaming and sex offenders.
Oh, wow. Guess what, James?
I wouldn't know what
funny enough, like. You should say that. Because what you don't know is this is streaming straight to the Crown Court.
Like, three weeks, nothing. I mean, I've been playing Dragon Age. That's about it. Like, literally.
Is this literally 4 years ago?
Dragon Age.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. No, I've been
actually,
Dragon Age.
Inquisition? Or Origin? Origin, nice.
Same. You probably were playing Dragon Age the last time we recorded this. It would have been about 4 years ago, wouldn't it?
Do you play anything else?
Have you been playing? Stuck in the time warp, I told you.
Destroys
but. There's no way we're going to let him get away with that. Tell us about your cat, James.
What cats?
Yeah. What kind of cat do you have, James?
It's a Sphinx.
Someone asked James to send news. So James asked someone to send news, and they sent him a nude cat.
Exactly.
It's a good cat.
It's good cat.
It's good. It's naked.
It's a win-win situation.
What else do you want to need from the cat?
Now, I don't know if you've ever listened to the podcast before, but if you remember back when me and James were living together and we bought a cat, that cat got abused.
By James.
So now he has a naked cat.
The whole procedure is a bit streamlined. It's quicker.
That's true. That's true.
You don't have to,
doesn't have to take the hair.
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't have to wash it now.
No, you've got to wash it.
You don't have to comb the fur.
You've got a wipe clean cat.
You've got a wipe clean cat. Nice.
Do you have a cat for work?
Do you have leather sofas?
No.
Okay.
Well, the one thing we can say is our old social media accountant, or person who did it, I don't know what to call her, who is also your sister, has had a baby.
Yes.
So we'll have a shout out to someone we owe a jacket to, Stu.
No, oh, yeah,
yeah, we'll get that sorted at some point.
She's had a baby, and
too.
Congratulations to Siobhan for her baby.
Congratulations, Cobbler.
Cobbler, for those who are interested in this like disgusting, ass. Gross.
Start with Radler, isn't it?
Maybe it's the Britney Christmas beverage.
I'll just move that a bit closer for you. This is what James was given for a Secret Santa gift, and it's pretty disgusting. To be honest, thanks very much, Craig.
That's what we're drinking.
So yeah, well, thanks.
Why don't you put some else's bacon before your own bacon?
Well, we'll get back to me. I feel like mine's more important, so I'll do mine last. So yeah, we'll move on to Stu. Stu, what have you been up to for the last
3 years?
3 years?
Change of career, so I no longer work for a certain broadband company.
You can say it now, you don't work there.
Yeah, fuck Virgin Media.
Yeah. Shh, don't say that, actually. They do my broadband.
They're watching.
They don't get you.
Yeah, they're not forwarding your ports. I finished a course, and I'm now engaged, funny enough.
Oh, yeah. Does Maureen know this?
Yeah. She's not happy about it, the other girl as well. Sorry, Maureen.
That's about it.
Ouch.
Other than that, that's more or less it, really.
Took a really good couple of weeks to start this again.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing?
Well, don't worry about that. We'll come back to more exciting things in a bit.
Weeks.
Ben, you went with us the last time, so what have you been up to for the last
3 years?
Your life.
So my lifetime, yeah. So the last 3 years, what's changed for me? I now have two children. Didn't have those 2 years ago.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, two boys.
One of them is called Xander.
One of them is called Xander, no relation. leave that there. Yeah, so certainly. yeah, two lovely boys. Yeah, other than that. Nothing else there, matter.
He works for a mobile phone seller.
I do work for a mobile phone company.
He currently works for, so no bad man.
Yeah, we won't say who they are.
Yeah,
but,
Yeah,
actually, yeah, it's fair.
All of them are
eating
shit.
They all fuck us up. All right. Thank you for that, Ben. No and we'll move on to Mitch. Mitch, tell us a little bit about you for the last 3 years.
So when we were last podcasting, I was a lackey in the company that I work for, and
he got promoted to
upper rung to senior lackey.
Senior lackey.
It's work ethic.
And in 4 weeks' time, I am expecting my first child, my firstborn little boy. So I've got that to look forward to.
Congratulations! And
good
luck. Good luck.
About to have a boy. Can't wait.
Yeah, I had a baby.
So moving on to Stu then. What's been up?
Yeah, well, for the last 3 years, I've been doing the same job, more or less. I don't think anything's really changed there. Still flying out to America. I, too, have also had a baby. I've had a baby daughter. And other than that, I've been stuck in a time warp with James, I think, pretty much. Our job, unfortunately, doesn't allow us much room to move forward, I guess.
No, life has been promoted since he...
Oh, no, actually, yeah, you're right. You were... Yeah,
yeah, you were.
Yeah, you were there.
You weren't the boy. Me and James now are of the same level. James moved up and
then I've got to vote again.
For reasons we won't go into. Yeah, James, congratulations. Yeah, I forgot about that. Well, congratulations for 3 years ago.
Well done for
getting more money.
Getting more money.
So.
And no kids.
Not yet. You have a cat. You spend a lot of money on that.
Escalation.
You get the cat, then you get the money, then you get the
power.
The power.
Then you get the sugar.
So, I think it's probably fair to say since 2014, whatever. Since the last time we did this, the world has lost its fucking mind, is the best way to put it. I don't honestly know how to describe this better, but since that point, we've lost our Prime Minister. We had a Brexit.
Alan
Rickman's dead. David Bowie's dead. Prince is dead.
Rolf Harris is dead.
Wait, no,
he's dead. Rolf Harris is a
pedo. His career
is
dead.
Was Jimmy
Savile
a pedo?
Yes.
3 years ago.
So, officially, Savile was not a pedo because he was never found guilty in a court of law. But he was definitely a necro pedo.
Yeah, 3 years ago, was he still a beloved pedo?
That's a fair point. If you know the answer to that, if 3 years ago Jimmy Savile was a pedo, while you're googling that, we'll go over some of the other things that
happened. How about Bill Cosby?
Bill Cosby, he's not dead.
No, but he's
that's right. Was he a rapist back then? Christ, Bill Cosby's a rapist now. So we've got Jimmy Savile, I'm pretty sure he was a pedo already.
Yeah. And he didn't come out.
I'm a big affair. Yeah. Oh, here I am.
Sorry, mum and dad.
So it depends on when. Depends on when the podcast was.
Something in the closet.
October 2013 was when.
October. No, it was just before. It's just after.
I think we've talked about it.
In fact, that's. I think that's the reason we stopped doing it. It's because we found out Jimmy Savile was a pedo.
And Rod James.
That too. And yeah, so we've lost a bunch of celebrities. A few celebrities.
Some of them.
2016 was a hell of a year.
It has been a weird couple of years, definitely. Yeah. I mean, last year was particularly rough for most people. So Han Solo's not dead. What are you talking about?
Who died last year?
A prince.
Prince died.
Prince. David Bowie,
yeah.
He died. Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
We've spoken about these already.
Yeah.
they were pedos. Oh, George Michael. What about George Michael?
Yeah, that was pretty savage. Carrie Fisher is dropping that bombshell.
And a mum.
Yeah, that was savage.
It was a rough year.
Welcome to podcast, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. This is the cheers. The three people that are listening, I think all three of them are on this table.
No. Ash Lescott.
Oh,
what's going on, Ash?
Well, we want to give a shout out to Ash Lescott. Susie Clegg. Loyal. Susie, if you're listening, we're going to beat the shit out of him for you.
There's a comment on there.
Yeah, no, we got there. I think there's a bit of a delay, but we eventually get there. Don't worry. To Carrie Fisher.
Apparently, you know when everyone said that she was still fine.
Yeah.
She was brain dead.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
She was stable, but stable means like.
Is non
stable. There's a button between life.
People think stable means something that it doesn't.
Because then it's like, hold on. Dead. Yeah. Already dead, Carrie Fisher.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Well,
wow.
Now we've got that out of the way. The old sad section.
This was like that bit in the Oscars where they do like the video.
Yeah.
Where she was a Debbie Moore.
No, Carrie Fisher.
There's a lot of rapists and pedos have come.
I'm pretty sure at the Oscars, though, they don't go through like the who was a pedo bit.
No, they don't generally.
No, I think they've
cut that after 2016.
Yeah. Can you see who it is yet?
Well, anyway, on top of that, the country decided that Brexit was a good idea. And we're out. Well,
are we not? That's the end of that question.
That's the end of that chapter. Yeah.
Let's go around the table, James.
Brexit means Brexit.
All right, Theresa.
There's nothing else you can do about it.
I see your Brexit means Brexit, and I raise you out means out. That's pure English, right there.
Out means out.
So around this table, we've got one Brexit voter, two Brexit voters.
Let's vote for it.
I've heard you use rhetoric about the EU. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about it?
I'm out.
Exactly. Ben, in or out?
I'll vote to remain.
Yeah, me too.
It's clear out. To remain.
Yeah.
Apart from you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I totally voted to remain.
Out.
But yeah, we've had a Brexit, and the biggest news, I suppose, is that the
former WWE star.
True. Former WWE star and host of The Apprentice USA, Donald fucking Trump is the president of the USA. How did that happen? We've only been gone for 3 years. What did you do?
Are you blaming us coming off air?
Yes.
What happened?
I think we did.
Is this podcast personally responsible for this?
I think it might be, because
did we make?
He was fine before.
If we make Harris a pedo.
Oh God, I hope not.
Yeah. Bill Cosby was.
I think that will crush me the most. By the way, Susie says, "Shut up, James." fucking Donald Trump is now the president of the USA and of the world at this point, as far as I'm concerned, doing whatever he likes.
I mean, not whatever he likes.
I mean, pretty much doing what he likes.
He's trying to.
Until judges come in and go.
Yeah. When the Constitution actually kicks in.
You say they shut him down. There's a temporary ban. He'll turn that around.
Then they turned it off, and then he's trying to appeal, and they've turned it off again.
Yeah. Qatar Airlines are literally flying people into America.
Trump, if you're listening.
Literally, like.
Yeah.
In a plane.
Yeah. Poor choice of words.
Trump, if you're listening, don't worry about these guys.
What's he going to do? Tweet about us?
Oh, God, that would be the best.
Why are we not tweeting?
Donald Trump. CIA, if you're watching this, because we've said Donald Trump. If he wants to tweet us, I'm all up for it.
You've got to do more keywords.
Yeah.
Donald Trump. Muslims.
Exactly.
Ban the Muslims.
Ban. No.
Don't ban the Muslims.
He's not keen on abortion either.
Yeah. Yeah. Abortions for everyone.
Riots are okay.
Snowflakes.
I wish I was a leftist snowflake.
You mean you're not?
Pedo?
Key phrases?
He's got their interest.
Orangutan.
Pizzagate, hashtag. Anyway, so we're going to move on. Donald Trump is president, and it's one of the reasons that we've had to come back. We've had to come back and, you know,
set the world straight.
Set the world straight, because
afterwards.
It don't make sense. This podcast was originally about
keeping us in the European Union.
Keeping Donald Trump out of power. Exactly. Yeah. And because we don't do it anymore, we're now out of the European Union, or at least in talks to be out of it, and Donald Trump is now president.
One of our core values.
It is.
core values is leaving the European Union.
No, staying in. Staying in is our core value. We don't want to leave. We are Ramoners, right? No, Remainers. Remainers.
Ramoners is another thing, right? they wear those t-shirts and campaign the band.
Yeah, that's true.
Jim Ramone, David Ramone, Paul Ramone.
Jerry Ramone.
Gerald? Can we do something about the comments and stuff? As in, like, give us your comments, basically. If you wanna say some stuff, say some stuff.
It's just actions.
Actually, three people.
Yeah, that's fine.
And Mitch.
But if other people are listening. Mitch, right. That's just a question.
I want to see
through official comments. Channels, though, yeah?
Well, I think the best way to start this would be to go straight to the section that we all loved, which only ever had two followers originally, which is the James Cares section. So the next session we'll do is James Cares, and that means that anyone who is watching and wants to ask James any advice whatsoever, James will answer it.
He can answer your question.
He is the most compassionate man I have ever met.
So compassionate.
And he can fix any life problem you
what
have.
What we've always said about James is how compassionate he is.
So failing that we get anything from there, we're going to read.
Ash Lescott, ask James a question.
Ash Lescott says he is in... He'll be up for Best Supporting Pedo Montage at the Oscars. So,
James or Ash? Yeah.
So, perfect, this year's Best Supporting Pedo goes to the BBC.
Yeah.
At this point, yeah.
Most best people, enabling.
Yeah.
Best blind eye turning.
That's so, the BBC watching this as well. They're bigger than CIA. Yeah.
In lieu of not getting any questions, I don't think we will. There's like literally three people watching.
No, they'll ask questions. They fucking better.
Well,
I'm turning this fucking podcast around.
In lieu of that,
should we hold this and come back to it?
Yeah, we'll come back to this section.
So let's go to Mitch's section, because he's not worked out what it is yet.
Yeah, Mitch. We asked Mitch to come up with a section of his own, something that he could be proud of, you know, take ownership of every time we do the podcast, because we're definitely going to do this again, guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go on.
I got nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
pitch from Mitch. You have to pick yourself.
Pitch
a movie.
From Mitch.
A movie.
Pitch is a movie
idea, and then
we've
got
to agree.
And you've
got to think
about
it on
the cut. Pitch from Mitch, yep.
Pressure.
So,
some crazy nut job gets in charge of the White House.
Yeah.
Go.
Mate, I think that's.
Did you just pitch the movie to him?
Hang on. He's got a pitch.
The main bad guy is played by James Woods.
Great. Who's the.
And
hero?
The psycho is played by.
Wait, who's pitching movies to him? I thought he was pitching movies to us.
He's going to be the eye.
Huh? Google's talking to us.
What? Sorry, Google. Apparently we've offended Google. Mitch, you think of a film and you pitch it to us and we'll tell you whether or not we're in or out.
This is a really big responsibility for me right now.
You've had 3 days.
No.
3 days.
I mean, that's not fair. You came up with things that you already did. James Cares was always a thing.
Okay. Put two words together.
Two words together.
Literally.
No, construct a sentence.
Like microphone table. The story of a microphone on a table.
This is Stephen King.
The world's greatest love story.
Well, you can come. We'll come back to it.
We'll come back to it.
Great. Right.
We're going back to James Cares. And Mitch's pitch.
I got some bad news as well. So I came up with a section called Stu's News. But turns out I couldn't find anything worthwhile reading. So I've got nothing.
This is going to be a real short podcast.
The last time I said this was the worst
news, but the idea was to do news that, you know, was at least mildly interesting to read, like, you know, man fucks a pig or something. But
yeah.
Oh shit! I got
massive immigration problems.
Well, that's real news. I don't want to talk about the problems of the world.
Man in basketball that got caught putting his dick in a bottle.
No, there was a man who, I think it was probably about a year ago now. I remember a very similar story of a man fucking a bus. And I don't mean just humping a bus. I mean
exhaust pipe love.
No, it was the grill. It was the front. He was caught fucking the bus.
Isn't there a guy at the moment currently suing Tesco for burning his piece for doing something with a lasagna?
But you got that from the Sun, so yeah. I mean, but, do we believe that?
I mean, I've got some news that I saw purely from a meme.
Yes, go.
So it's probably legitimate. A man was paralyzed after eating over 400 chicken nuggets.
Oh yeah.
Ash Lescott, yeah. Was that you?
No, that's bad for it.
Spam frizz, yeah, exactly.
400 is one. Spam frizz.
Can't afford the real chicken. Right, well, so far... the sections are a bit bust. And we're down to two viewers.
What was your section? I'm the guy to the Stu's news.
Well, failing that...
Really, that was yours as well. You had a joint project.
Well, we did really well. We brought up like lasagnas and buses and dogs.
Chicken nuggets.
And
to be
chicken
fair...
Nuggets,
you came up with chicken nuggets. That wasn't even you. What did you bring to the table?
Yeah.
Where's...
He has a point. We at least had something. So what we'll do then is
I dropped the ball. There,
so. It's been 3 years, so we do have one thing we can talk about, which is the second half of the podcast, which is gaming. So we can talk about
already in the second half.
Well, we got to get on.
Podcast like 20 minutes long.
Actually, we got stuff on.
Yeah,
we should probably mention that today is Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah,
and we are going to watch this.
Ash, that's a fucking lie. But I've got a genetic immunity to chicken.
Wow. Oh, taking it there.
Brexit. So gaming.
Let's move on to gaming real swift.
I've got two words for Ash Lescott. White marijuana.
Yeah. Yeah, Ash, there's no...
Sweet dry cook.
There's no such thing as powdered marijuana, yeah. Buddy. Try again next time. We're going to move on to games. Games that we've been playing or have enjoyed over the last 3 years, particularly ones that stand out.
The whole 3 years.
Maybe not name every game we played in 3 years, but ones that have stood out over the last 3 years. So for me, I'll pick two each. I think is fair. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna pick Final Fantasy 15. Sorry. It is shit. But we've been waiting 10 years for Final Fantasy to come out.
Like a mediocre game. Yeah,
it's not mediocre. It's shit. But I enjoyed it a lot still. The second one probably would be Planet Coaster, actually. It's one of the games I've enjoyed a lot. It's a Steam game, a bit like Theme Park, almost identical to Theme Park, but a little harder when it comes to building roller coasters. I don't know how else to put that. Probably is more like Roller Coaster Tycoon. But yeah, trying to make your own custom roller coaster is very fun, but I've not yet managed to do it without working, I guess, is physics. I have no idea.
So is the game broken or you?
No, I'm broken. I agree. I'm dumb, so I don't know what I'm doing. James?
3 years.
3 years. Pick two games.
That'll be five.
Well, massive surprise.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I bet you can't wait for the zombie game to come up.
Oh, Witcher, I didn't even play that really.
Yeah. Oh, Witcher, that I never played.
Doom was good.
Doom, yeah, that was everyone's game of the year actually.
Yeah, and
we'll go for four.
Still your Darkest Dungeon on Steam.
Okay, good choice.
Well,
so you said four.
Doom, and PT, even though
I
didn't get turned into a game.
See, Red 7.
Yeah, Red 7. Mm-hmm. Red Evil 7.
That was good. Yeah. I played the teaser the other day, that was good.
Yeah, it's PT, that's what it is.
That's me.
You're
shaking the table by hitting me.
Yeah. I'm clearly aware of it.
So we're going to move on to Samson. 3 years, Samson. You can't see Football Manager. Go.
Fallout 4.
I thought you were going to say Football Manager.
Football Manager.
I would legitimately not be surprised if Samson said, I haven't played anything.
It's awesome.
Fallout 4 was last year, right? No, it was the year before.
2015.
It came out just before
November 2015,
Okay, so that's one.
I quite like the Forza Horizon.
Oh, yeah.
But on a different note, I've been playing with Raspberry Pi.
Oh, that's right.
Older than most.
Let's talk about that. So Samson has not been illegally cracking Raspberry Pis.
Mate, if you look at my NES collection.
But let's imagine for a second that you could play any NES or SNES, I assume, game.
Perfectly legal.
Not illegal.
I have all of the originals. Thank you very much.
Waiting for you to go, well, I definitely did.
After we did all this tag words, yeah.
If we think Trump's listening, Nintendo definitely will.
They follow me on a daily.
So, Samson's been playing with emulation on the Raspberry Pi. Samson's been pirating software on the Raspberry Pi. And, yeah, the actual idea of it's pretty cool in its inception, but.
Brad Finger. We get cats to do it.
It's totally bodacious. Radical.
What is it that. What, it doesn't matter. But anyway, Samson's been emulating games on a Raspberry Pi and has been playing SNES and NES games. He's brought it with him today. Can you bring it with you? Don't want to see it.
Because we were like preparing for this. The idea was to have a look at it.
Well, anyway, what have you been playing? Well, what two games would you pick in the last 3 years? Then?
So my favourite interactive movie of last year was Uncharted.
Interactive movie, all right.
That was pretty good. But no, Witcher 3, I've been playing that a lot. When I say playing it a lot, I mean it's just too big. It's too much. It's overwhelming. Nah, I can't do that. So, yeah, Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong?
Yeah. On the my Raspberry Pi, I've been playing Donkey Kong.
I have a Raspberry Pi.
Oh, yeah. Shut up, Steve. Yeah.
And F-Zero. F-Zero is legit, but rest.
Fair enough.
That series is pretty
good. Yeah. Oh. We're good. It's all about the SNES.
We're back.
We're back.
Yeah.
That's all right.
It's like Wi-Fi.
James, get fucked up. Actually, you've never played a Zelda game. I've never played
it. That's incredible.
He hates life.
Shit to do. So much shit to do, I can raise all.
Were you hustling at the age of 9 or 7?
Didn't have it.
That's weird. Like,
never had an SS4?
No.
Never had
an I had an SS4, but shit.
You never bought Ocarina of Time?
What?
This
is a shit console.
No.
In comparison to the PS1.
I'll give you.
It's amazing.
That the N64 had a less robust catalogue of games.
Yeah,
so like 70% of them were in 90.
But yeah, you're talking about quantity versus quality.
More quality.
No, there wasn't.
There was a lot more trash on PS1.
Yeah,
shit.
There was more quality on there.
We can quantify the statement, there was quality on the PS1.
You can't name more than 10 64 quality games.
Okay, back out.
Super Mario 64.
Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Golden Knight, then, not now.
Yeah, that's a shit game.
Banjo-Kazooie.
Banjo 2.
Rogue Squadron.
Mario Kart 64.
Perfect Dark.
Perfect Dark.
It's called 7.
Donkey Kong 64, is that?
Yeah, no.
Golden Force 64.
That was legit.
Any of the rare games.
Yeah.
Now, just like really.
StarCraft.
So, what did the PlayStation have? Need for Speed, FIFA,
Quake.
Metal
Gear 2.
Quake 64.
Yeah, we did qualify as exclusive.
WrestleMania 64.
Yeah, that was good. Was it
Quake 64 was awesome.
Yeah.
Shit rip off of Mario. When anything that PlayStation came up with was a shit rip off of an N64.
Croc was the original.
Oh wait, Contra 3 was on. No,
that was SNES.
Just to say, WCW Nitro was pretty good.
Yeah, Nitro. And, WCW, yes.
Real Nintendo mainstay. Really, really going for it. Like, yeah. That's really
well, what about
PlayStation app again?
Majora's Mask. Majora's Mask. 2001. Ocarina of Time.
Zelda.
So, right, go
on,
give me the 10.
How many of you have
been more than 10? We're
going like Donkey Kong and WCW.
Maybe 10 good PlayStation 1 games.
That's a long conversation.
Shit. Oh shit, what up?
Okay, so Final Fantasy 7?
No. PC game.
No.
Final Fantasy,
actually,
there's like 3 good.
But you can't just say.
No.
If I don't get Banjo-Kazooie and Banjo 2, you only get one Banjo.
Metal Gear, Destruction Derby. Destruction Derby was a good game. When that came out.
I think that's questionable.
Mortal Kombat 3?
No!
That wasn't exclusive there.
That's considered one of the worst.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat 2, yeah. But not even
if you're going to do a top 10 PlayStation list.
Right, Metal Gear.
Yep.
Okay.
Two, yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Final Fantasy.
Mm.
No.
Shit.
Final Fantasy VII.
Yes, you can have Final Fantasy. You can have Final Fantasy VII, yes.
Okay. It was a piece
so Final Fantasy, Metal Gear.
Yeah, right.
No.
Great argument.
Difficult, wasn't it?
Rapper the Rapper.
Rapper the Rapper.
Mitch is saying Wipeout, sorry.
Wipeout Fusion, yeah.
F-Zero was better on the snare.
I'll give you Wipeout.
Which one though? Wipeout 2 made it, I'll give you.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Wipeout 2? Is that a thing?
That's 5.
Right now, through PS1 games.
Do you want to help? Spyro the Dragon.
Crash Bandicoot,
yep.
Yeah, why is it like you can help them, right?
I don't know, I can't think of anything.
What about Gex?
I didn't have a PlayStation 1, I had a fucking N64.
He did.
We're up to 8 now.
So you got basically Croc, Spyro, and Crash Bandicoot, and they're not the same game, right?
No. Well, that's what I'm saying. Croc was the original Mario 64.
Mm-hmm.
Because the guys that make Croc worked for Nintendo, and Nintendo ripped it off and stole it and made a platformer.
And Japan 2, sorry.
Was it as good as
Gran Turismo? Actually, yeah.
GTA was on PlayStation. GTA
1.
It's there somewhere.
Was on there.
It's being developed.
GTA 3 was on the PlayStation 1.
Resident Evil. Yeah, GTA, the top down was.
Yeah, just GTA.
Resident Evil 2 was legit.
Resident Evil. Silent Hill.
I think we've got to the point where we've established that there is 10 good games on both consoles.
Yes.
Congratulations, guys.
They both did alright.
It didn't really give me 10.
It took way longer for the PlayStation.
Well, because I couldn't think of it. Four people wiping on one person and then one person wiping
just
on
to, just to throw it out, isn't like Zelda Ocarina of Time considered like the best game ever?
It's not.
No, it's not.
It's not the best game ever, but it's quite highly regarded.
Yeah, it's definitely in the top 10 of most
and
people.
And so is GoldenEye.
Yeah, but GoldenEye plays bad now. That's aged badly.
No, that's you aged bad.
No, it's not.
Well, let's not worry about who's aging bad.
But Majora's Mask, the one with the moon or with masks?
Moon.
That's both!
That's both!
Yeah.
It's what? The moon and the masks.
The clue's in the name.
And Resident Evil 2 is that one in N64 as well.
What?
Prove
it.
Resident Evil was never on Nintendo up until like...
Oh,
it
was?
GameCube.
Resident Evil 2 was on the N64.
Resident Evil 0, just saying.
Actually, wasn't the best Resident game Code Veronica anyway?
On the Dreamcast.
Oh, Dreamcast.
No, it wasn't.
Code Veronica came out on PlayStation 2.
On the Dreamcast, considered one of the best versions of Resident Evil.
Razor Glass.
Anyway, doesn't matter. Did we do your games?
No.
Okay, so we're going to move on to Mitch. We've gone on long enough about how James has no 10 games that are good.
My right. 2 games, I guess.
You didn't get 10 either! You started saying like your own shit.
We definitely got 10.
You didn't.
I will look over this book.
You didn't get 10.
We got this on video.
Yeah.
Fine.
My That's 2 good. Games. I mean, the 2 games I played most were probably Destiny.
Yeah, shit.
Wow.
That's only been the last 3 years. It's been longer than 3 years.
No. It hasn't.
No.
No.
About 2 years.
Most.
Three? No, it would have been 3 years.
This would be its third year now.
It wasn't out when we were doing the podcast last.
Oh, Dave Jordan reckons Overwatch.
Overwatch is the other one I probably played a lot of. And
I haven't touched that at all.
Yeah,
and Forza, but yeah, Overwatch and Destiny lately.
Thank you very much.
To Andy James, we're only chatting before we come to you. We are actually cooking as well.
Get your ass back in the kitchen, bitch.
Now, get back in the kitchen, make my boozy chicken, and stop getting sassy.
We'll be able to eat your
bitch.
Food in a minute. Don't even worry about it.
Anyway, sorry, bitch.
Overwatch, Destiny, Forza Horizon. Oh,
that's first person shooters.
Forza Horizon is not a first
person shooter. Yeah, you said Overwatch and...
Overwatch.
You can play Forza Horizon first person,
so it's
you can play
with
a drum kit if you want.
Yeah, you can play
the
drum kit.
Actually, did you hear the story about the kid who's complete? Or he has a world record for beating Dark Souls with every peripheral.
Yeah,
Guitar Hero controller.
That's some fucking dedication, right?
He's got a job, right?
Well,
I mean,
I hope not. Cause they find out.
Put me to shame if he's got a job.
I'm gonna call him sick today.
I'm gonna get my Donkey Konga bongos out.
Oh man. Well, there's a challenge. If someone can complete Dark Souls on a Donkey Kong,
I'm sure you get jury made somehow.
Well, you get one of the GameCube adapters, the USB, then off you go.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Happy days. Susie, that's for you.
So, just going to go back to the comments real quick. to answer a couple of questions. Andy James has asked, has James shrunk? The answer, in short, is yes. See what I did there?
So yeah, I got the special chair.
Where we keep the special people.
No, yeah, the
who can't even name 10 right. PlayStation games, regardless of their good
or not. He's in the kiddie chair.
It's the steroids to make them small.
I've got the 10 games.
He's got the muscle, as the muscles go up, the short.
The PS1 list goes down.
Ash Lescott has just been commenting on how Andy James is wife material.
I
feel like we can
agree. We want some questions from you guys. Come on. We want some questions.
You could just focus, people.
To be fair, everyone Lies who's watching is people we know. We could probably pick up the phone and just ring them and ask for questions, but we won't. If you want to be part of the podcast, you fucking ask a question, right? Like real people. Stop getting sassy.
It's like, what are you doing with your lives?
Oh, we did your games.
Right? Yes.
Okay. So, I'm still playing those same games.
I did mine, yeah. The Final Fantasy, which I got.
Oh, yeah.
Not
Shadow.
Again, whatever.
So, right. I still haven't finished Final Fantasy.
What are people playing right this second? I'm currently playing Let It Die. Anyone ever heard of that?
Yeah.
I'm playing Let It Die. What are you playing?
Dragon Age.
I've got questions here, though.
Okay, we'll get to the questions in a second. What are you playing right now?
Ghost Recon.
Oh, the beta.
Oh, yeah, we're playing the Wildlands beta.
Ghost Recon beta and Stardew Valley.
Great game.
Ghost Recon beta and Destiny. One back to the
combat.
Not me, I'm not the beta.
Everyone's just playing beta games.
James really fucking mad.
I only
play
three ones now.
Okay, it's quite a mix, I guess, if you're into betas. You're playing.
Play the same game.
Yeah.
It's a good game. I like it.
It's like they're friends. And enjoy it.
It's got potential. Yeah, potential.
Next month, everybody plays it.
If you enjoy Far Cry, you will love this.
Oh, is it Wildlands Beta?
It's like Far Cry.
It's co-op Far Cry. It's
co-op
Far Cry, yeah.
A little less gun ho, but yeah.
It's
less like bow and arrow killing animals and skilling them.
Skrillex.
No,
there's no Skrillex in it.
Okay, fair enough.
That mission was great.
Right. We're going to get to the questions that we did get.
We got one question from Mitch Townsend, who's asked, what is the best FPS game of 2016? First person shooter of 2016.
Overwatch.
Overwatch
is the answer.
Other than Forza Horizon.
Would you say?
Doom.
Actually, Doom's a contender. Yeah.
It's like, if you look at first person shooter for multiplayer, then yeah, probably Overwatch.
Congratulations for Doom for getting runner up in the 2016. I mean, I'm with him. I feel like Overwatch was far better.
But what is it? That's an online FPS.
Let's ask the man who plays Football Manager every day. What is your best FPS of 2016?
Overwatch.
You've never played Overwatch.
I didn't think of that.
And for the question, is the best fishing simulator of 2016 is clearly.
Don't just skip questions.
I'm done with Overwatch. Fishing Simulator 2016, clearly.
All right. Well,
Theo says that the best FPS of 2016 was Dota 2.
I mean, it's clear.
It's a controversial statement.
If you've never played Dota 2, you're not Russian enough. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And you want to experience what it's like
Russian
to be called...
Russian.
Or Russian. If you want to be called the F word, I'm not going to say it, but you want to be called the F word a lot, that's the way to go.
What's that? Thren.
Yeah. If you want to be called Thren a lot...
You were a
friend.
It's
alright. There's proof. Your best FPS game of.
So I haven't played Overwatch.
Okay, so what's yours?
Forza Horizon. Forza Horizon was pretty good. Put it in first person mode.
Top first person shooter.
Basically, just a melee shooter. Just keep running people over. I played Battlefield 1. That was alright.
Battlefield 1 was good.
Overwatch.
No, I'm not going to argue with it, but it's Overwatch.
Okay, I also played a lot of Destiny as well, to be fair.
Okay, so actually, I mean, Destiny's older.
Not 2016, is it?
But we can say it's between Overwatch, Doom, and Battlefield 1.
Infinity War, or whatever it was called, just dropped like a stone.
Yeah, we don't talk about Call of Duty games anymore.
No,
so,
fair enough.
Dave Jordan's question is, most hated game of 2016?
It's got a lot of dislikes, isn't it, in the trailer on YouTube. It got ruined, didn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
they had the Battlefield 1 trailer and the Call of Duty trailer came out pretty much the same time. And yeah, it was like 1 million downvotes to 100 upvotes.
Crazy numbers. Okay.
Most hated game of 2016? What game did you hate the most?
Only played one, so it could only be Dragon Age.
Yeah, Dragon Age.
No, I didn't like Steep. Well, that was shit.
That was terrible.
Right?
That was this year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was this year.
No, it was end of last year.
Yeah. Okay, Cap Steve.
last year?
Yeah, it was.
But wait, it was PC only, wasn't it, then?
No, it came out.
No, it was Xbox. Yeah, there's a beta of that in like November. I really don't know.
Okay. No Man's Sky. How is nobody saying this?
Oh my god, yes. So I bought No Man's Sky.
So did I.
And immediately regretted it.
I didn't. I'm not an idiot.
It wasn't shit. It was just boring.
It was both shit and boring.
Nobody see.
Yeah, but you are hyping
that. Of course I was. This is why it's my most hated game.
I was really hyped by that.
Yeah, it should have been.
You were hyping out after you bought it. You were like, oh, it's great. I don't know how you're not liking it.
Oh, a bit like you with a PS1. Top bands. The PS1. Oh, 20 years too late.
PS1, that really well.
Oh, so excited, Andy.
Yeah, very really excited, Andy.
So excited. Sea of Thieves.
No, No Man's Sky was
Sea of Thieves. So excited.
Doesn't Sea of Thieves also have the potential to be
we'll
in No Man's
to
Sky?
We'll go back to other questions.
We've got to move on to most hated game of last year. Go.
Was Division last year?
Yes, then it was.
That was most disappointing.
Biggest letdown.
Really hyped for Division, and it really.
I'm with you, but it's now completely
apparently
stable.
Very
good.
What was the judgment on this? Is it the game that came out that year, or was it the game that we played that year?
The game came out that year.
Yes.
I would say any of the games that James.
Football Manager 2015.
Okay.
Yeah, Xbox.
I was really good. No, I'm in that one. So we're fine. That's good.
I've been asked by Theo, what is my favorite Japanese romance game and why? Well, it's
Senpai noticed you.
Mine is Hatterful Boyfriend because it's about pigeons.
That's the pigeon
dating
one, right?
Yeah. And why do I need any other excuse to play a game than that? That's my deal. Does anyone else play any Japanese romance games?
No, not recently.
Can't say have.
I have not, but I feel like I need to download. Is it Episodes people keep talking about? It's a mobile game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of
where
this.
Where it looks proper creepy, but also strangely appealing.
Perfect.
Possibly because it's creepy.
That was solved.
There's a weird, like, Newgrounds one. That one. Newgrounds is big.
Is Newgrounds
still
2001?
A thing? Newgrounds is still a thing.
That's cool. When Destruction Derby was good on the PlayStation.
Whoa! Always good.
What else have we got?
Okay, we've got Rogue One or Force Awakens. For me, Rogue One.
Fuck off,
Kirk. Rogue One.
Oh, so good.
I think it's hard to compare the two.
They are completely different movies.
I do, but I definitely enjoyed Rogue One more.
Yeah, I think
I squealed at Rogue One.
But I think Rogue One appeals to the...
You heard the Japanese games, though. I did.
Wait, is that racist?
Is there an octopus in this?
It's not racist.
Is the octopus inside you?
Rogue One for me, Rogue One for you.
Rogue One was better.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, we're of an age... Where
what?
Sorry.
Hey,
sorry.
Playing the age card.
We're of an age where that's going to appeal to us as people.
Yeah.
So I mean, more than Force Awakens ever was.
Is that racist?
If you ask a 20-year-old kid who grew up with the prequel trilogy,
yeah,
maybe they say Force Awakens. But
that probably explains emo kids now.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, Rogue One was a better film. But I think Force Awakens pushes it on.
We technically grew up with the original, the new ones.
Shut your mouth.
Were you born at the beginning of the 80s?
Yes. We all were.
Well, I was born in 1984.
I was 82.
85.
And my first Star Wars movie is Empire Strikes Back.
What was the first Star Wars movie you saw in a cinema?
Oh, I didn't see it in the cinema.
New Hope, special edition, 1997.
Yeah, same. New Hope re-release. You're right. You're right.
The new ones. You have to deal with that.
What you're saying is right.
Shut your day, whore mouth.
It's the new ones. My first Phantom Pain, was it Phantom
Pain? I saw
you almost said Phantom Pain then.
Yeah. I saw the original.
It's an absolute delight.
Star Wars The Phantom Pain.
But I saw the original trilogy before I ever saw the prequels. I wasn't introduced to the prequels, I was introduced to the original trilogy.
Yeah, but...
When I was of age to watch films, they were on video.
Exactly.
Yeah. My first Star Wars memory is watching Luke versus Vader in Bespin.
My first Star Wars memory, probably.
Attack of the Clones?
Yours was fucking Jar Jar fucking big.
Jar Jar tripping over the balls in
the door. You were fucking.
Jar Jar,
you were young. Are
you 14?
and that's why you prefer Force Awakens.
I prefer
Fuck you.
Well, as exciting as this conversation on Star Wars is, we're going to move on to the next question.
Okay, next question.
The next question is, first up, well, actually, it's a diss to James. Steep. James, you're wrong. It's great. Theo's proved it with science.
It's boring.
Shut up.
It was really boring.
And Susie
Jamie's ass.
Oh, no, 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 you're skipping questions here.
Well, we go back to Jamie, he's already had one.
It's James. Which enemy from Streets of Rage 2 would you marry and why?
Actually, yes, I did miss that one. Questions.
Streets of Rage 2?
Yeah. Have you ever played Streets of Rage 2?
He's not old enough, mate. You remember it's Phantom Menace.
Wait, Streets of Rage, is that like Axel and...
it's one with Skate. That's the Streets of Rage.
Axel, Skate, and... Nitro?
Oh, no.
Hodor.
what's the fire woman called?
Blaze,
that's the one.
It'd be the big
fat
guy with a suspender that we fire out of
Like it.
Why?
But why?
Why?
Because he blows fires out of
mouth. I like it.
Why did you choose him? Fire out.
It's legit reason, to be fair, yeah.
Susie's asked, what are your thoughts on the Nintendo Switch?
So many thoughts.
Right, so I was really psyched about this before it came out.
Before you came out. Congratulations. Yeah. I'm so happy for you.
When I was straight, it was really good.
Okay. Good, let's move on.
when the first trailers came out, great. Well, it was amazing. Well, it was a great idea. When the specs came out, a little bit less.
Okay. See, for me, it was price point. Price point put me off.
Price point put me off.
Battery life put me off it.
Yeah, that's
3 hours.
480p screen on the tablet put me off.
Oh, that doesn't bother me so much.
Really? Yeah, I get it. You don't
mind your phone. Is probably getting towards 2, if not 4K.
I still don't give a shit.
Lower end phone's got 1080p.
Please put your lives into perspective, you spoiled.
I've got a lower end phone.
I've got a brand new Sony phone, but it's still a 1080p screen.
I would rather play 480p Mario Kart 8 than not at all.
I get it. And you don't buy Nintendo consoles for the graphics. I get it. But at the same time,
you don't get it.
I think that at least they should be pushing to kind of one up their last console.
Again,
if you're going to bring out a new console, it's got to be able to have better specs than the last.
I don't think they understand the industry anymore.
When I'm sat in the pub playing Street Fighter HD, I don't give a shit if it's in 1080 or 480p. As long as I
get a Raspberry Pi, mate.
Or if I'm playing Zelda Breath of the Wild, in a fucking pub. I don't know what it's called.
Good Zelda. I'm getting it.
Yeah, you pre-ordered, right?
But you're getting it for Zelda?
No.
What else are you getting it for?
Why are you buying that console?
I just want to be just a middle-class white man with the most expensive tech thing that is going to sit and go with us.
I mean,
if all the games were coming out on the Nintendo Switch...
I didn't even know
what
games were coming out. I was just like,
brilliant.
Bomberman's
going to
be on it.
Bomberman in a pub with fucking four people would be alright. Yeah,
everything that's coming out on the Nintendo Switch would run on a Wii U absolutely fine.
Yeah, but I'm not taking that fucking thing. Really.
What boundaries are they put? So is that what? Is this a mobile console? Is that what?
Yeah.
So this isn't a sit at home and play it console.
No, it's both.
But it's not a replacement for the DS.
Great. So I've got a DS that lasts me 2 hours. It's got a slightly better screen. Like
lasts you 2 hours. This lasts three.
You can play Skyrim. Hey, that game that's from 2011.
If I'm lucky, I can get to Birmingham on the train on it. Like,
if ever there's a reason that ISIS want to bomb us, it's you. All right. It's you.
Yeah.
Trump, if you're listening, just saying, dog. Sorry. Tweet. So our thoughts are pretty mixed on the Switch.
Very mixed.
Yeah, I'm saying.
I'm holding fire till at least Christmas.
I can't justify the cost that they're asking for. That's my problem. I want one a lot, but I will not pay that. James is rich. He spends a grand on a cat, so yeah, whatever.
It's a fucking cushion.
The Wii U was a flop.
The Wii U is still one of my favourite consoles.
But it didn't do very well.
But can you name 10 games?
Yes, I can.
Mass Effect 3.
Because James can't name 10 for the PlayStation, and they've got like 2,000
games.
I
can't imagine the Switch is going to bring Nintendo out of the Wii U.
I
don't
know.
They're
going to go mobile gaming the fucking world anyway.
Why aren't they doing that? Why do they keep ignoring the fact that mobile gaming is now huge? Why do they keep making consoles when there's a huge
Super Mario Run?
What are
you talking about?
They split. They still think that they're trying to make everyone like the school, and it's going to sack it off.
So they haven't noticed the smartphone was created.
No, they've got the game on there already, haven't they?
Super Mario. A game.
And it's got the most expensive buy price of a tenner to own the entire game.
It's a premium product, so. It is on Android.
I've got to turn off your question so I can download the Super Mario Run.
Hold on, you're about to go jumping on a question. There's one from Dave. Desert island with the power of Tinternet, and you get one game to take with you. What are you taking?
Broken Sword.
So you would take Broken Sword?
I would take Broken
Sword. You have one game to play for the rest of your life.
Broken
and
Sword.
You have the internet. Sword,
and you have the internet.
It's already given for me.
So I've got Broken Sword and Pornhub. I'm happy.
Okay.
There's no Wi-Fi, mate.
He did. He said it's internet.
Yeah, it's internet. So Football Manager, really.
Which one? Which year?
Probably 15 for a minute.
Fucking dick.
How are you, you but dick?
For me, it would be Dota 2.
Yeah, I mean, you've got
the internet. All day, every day.
James would take Resident Evil 2.
I'll take that. But it's just like, if you've got the internet, then why are you stuck on the line with? Really? Yeah, what game am I gonna get? Well, you've got the internet, you can download a lot of games, and you can also go, excuse me, mate.
In that case, if you've got the internet, you just take a Raspberry Pi.
I hate to say it, he has a 5 point. Why
yeah,
are you?
Dave, I think your question's so
it turns the out, water around the island is irradiated.
What you fucking computer
in? No, he says power, you've got power. You got power.
Coconut power.
So you're not really on an island. You're on like, you're basically in Britain because Britain's.
We're in Britain. Power. Yeah. So you're at home with the internet.
Right, okay. I think what James. I think the point is you have one game to play for the rest of your life. What do you play?
Dragon Age.
Dragon Age. Yeah. I mean.
Well.
Yeah, it was, in terms of like longevity.
Diddy Kong Racing. It's all about it.
See, that's yeah. Realistically, if that's the case, you've got one game, it would be something like
Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
Warcraft is a game platform that constantly is evolving and getting.
True.
Paul Nevin.
Paul Nevin.
You're stuck in Great Britain in your house, power and internet.
Well, on that huge disappointment, James.
Sorry.
Papers, please.
The controversial decision, as always, is my Final Fantasy VIII.
Final Fantasy VIII.
I know.
Fuck me.
It was.
I mean, it's better than 13.
Oh, absolutely.
Everything is better than 13.
Yeah, I would even go as far as say it's better.
Lightning's
than
gash, man.
What's
13? 13
was the one with
Lightning. That's one of the 20-hour tutorial.
It's better than 12 because 12 is a piece of shit.
Whoa! You don't even know what you're talking about. In fact, they're about to remaster 12. Where's the Final Fantasy VIII remaster?
Yeah, in our hearts.
After 7. Yeah.
12
next.
Is the one with the bunny man.
Yes.
Right.
That was a good one.
Was the
at least they moved the. At least they moved the genre forward.
I hate that one.
Listen, Mitch. No one cares about your opinion on 12. All right, just move on with your point. No? Good. All right. Now that we've got that out of the way.
Stuck on
anyway, it's
been. Oh, wait. Well, what's happening? We have a lot of questions.
All of a sudden.
Y2K has everyone answered Desert Island
game? Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Mine's Dota.
Pornhub and Brooks.
Pornhub's not a game, but.
You can make it into a game.
Maybe
it's got gameplay videos on it.
Let's put a target.
No, Final Fantasy 12 was terrible, and 13 was definitely terrible.
Yeah,
I'm with you, Mitch. Final Fantasy 12 definitely wasn't terrible, and Mitch.
No, you're missing the question. You don't want.
Well, I'm defending Final Fantasy 12. I'll get violent. I'm just saying.
13 is terrible. Everyone can agree. 13 is terrible.
Yeah, like
right?
Gash.
But, to be honest, they're all pretty shit.
So the end of the world's happening. You can choose one console to survive. Which one do you pick?
The end of the fucking world, why do you want a console?
James!
It says
get the program!
It's the end of the world, you got a console, everything else is fucked. Save that console.
I would save the SNES.
Where can play it on? Your TV? No, it's not the world, you got a console, that's it.
I'm gonna play it on the cat.
The CDI. I don't
know. Wow.
Alright, fair enough. Everything's
on fire, but you get to keep one console.
You get to play Voyeur one more time.
The family's a gunpoint. You get to keep one console.
Guys, remember when we didn't do this live?
Yeah, I need to pee now.
Well, to be fair, we're now nearly an hour in, so we are going to come to closing.
Alright, let's.
Let's finish the question.
What is your question?
So you said SNES. You said you don't know. You don't understand
the
question.
No, you said Philip CDR.
Yeah.
I'm going to say N64.
Alright.
Because it's better than anything else.
I'll say Harley Jackman.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
between us,
because on there you get the Highlander game.
That's it.
Jesus.
It's handheld, so when the fire's coming down, you can run
it. I would probably take that.
Yay! 2-0!
Hey, because you fucking love Rare games.
Listen.
Which we is get why rare I'm replay. So fucking stoked for Sea of Thieves.
Get a rare replay.
And
I've got that.
Very, very quickly, on a scale of 1 to 10, how psyched are you for Sea of Thieves?
Yeah.
10.
That's not 1 to 10.
10 psyched.
10 psyched.
8 out of 10. I've got some concerns.
Yeah, I've heard about friends.
What?
That's not a number.
The program from the...
I'm like, same, same, about 8 out of 10.
You're obsessed with
there's,
Friends.
There's something about Friends in there, isn't it? Making friends.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I forgot the
oh God,
hate,
my bacon.
And you hate people.
I forgot you hate people.
Eight.
Yeah.
I don't, you get younger
10 out of 10,
do you?
10 out of 10, I agree with
that. 10 out of 10 is like... Yeah, 10 out of 10 like...
Ask Andy James how psyched he is for CFD. You ain't going to say 10.
It's pirate related.
I'm a 6.
Like, literally anything. Like, he goes nuts for matey.
He's in the bath, lathering himself up. Matey everywhere.
10 out of 10.
I'm a 6 because nothing has come out that has made me excited yet.
Yeah, there's a lot of question marks over that game. Yeah.
I hope so, because it'll be fun to play.
What was that? What was it called? Oh, Guns of Icarus. That was fine.
Yeah, but that was terrible. That was actually bad. We played 2 games and we never went back. Oh, you played more?
Yeah, we played
a bunch of
them. How? You played Dragon Age?
Yeah,
in between that,
the discharge is still broken.
Well, in the
that's in the
tradition of every podcast we've ever done, we're going to end the same way we end every podcast before this, and that is by asking the very important question.
Back to like any of the like
because we okay.
Yeah, well, see, here's the thing, right?
There were a lot of questions, but
my pitch for movies, right? It's the end of the world, and there's a guy sat in his basement, and all he's got is.
Is this James' life?
No TV.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
He just sat there.
And he hasn't got an expansion pack.
Oh. No expansion pack. He can't even play Donkey Kong.
All perfect.
Shut down.
Shut the front door. I am not.
That's the other thing.
There we go.
Donkey Kong had a problem with it that they couldn't fix, so they had to ship the fucking Rumble Pack with it to make it work.
Yeah.
Great console.
Expansion pack.
Yeah, yeah. The Rumble Pack did nothing. There was an expansion pack.
What? The expansion pack?
You've got to increase its megabytes.
You've got Planet Wars as well. That's amazing.
Oh my god.
Did the PlayStation come with a little thing you plug in the back of your controller that let you play Pokemon?
Nah, but it fucking rumbled on its own.
That was a £35 add-on called a controller.
And on that note, we are going to close it out. So we're going to ask the very important question.
Who's going to ask it?
Who killed Tupac and Biggie?
Donald Trump.
Shigeru Miyamoto.
Rolf Harris.
Oh, Bill Cosby.
Jimmy Savile.
Bill Cosby done raped Tupac.
How Biggie?
James's cat.
My cat did it. I don't know, like the guy that made the
N64. The guy.
Maybe they're on that internet
that,
island.
That guy, I can't think of his name.
The what internet hell? Island.
The internet island.
Jesus Christ.
The rare little world of the internet.
And on that bombshell, we're going to end it there.
Oh,
he's
got the genes for it and everything.
Oh, turn it off. Turn it off now before they...
First off...
Wait, turn it off before they tune out.
There's a reason.
If they leave...
Brexit means Brexit.
Jeremy Clarkson's a national hero.
Yes. Jeremy Clarkson voted for Brexit. No, actually, he's a Remainer, so...
Yeah.
Just saying, dogs.
One love.
And on that, peace out. Until next time. We've been like us.
Yeah.
There's probably not going to be a next one. Series 3 in 4 years. Peace out.
Beep.